Here's the draft grades. I did this at 2 p.m., but here are draft grades from different media outlets regarding the Dolphins and Chop, okay? And by the way, none of them, this is what I said at the beginning of the show, none of them are Fs. This wasn't, you know, like you may not be over the moon because you don't know who Chop Robinson is.
Yeah.
But trust me, if it was an F, if it was a swing and a miss, you'd know.
Yes.
So I'm like, there was only one A given. It was by Pete Briscoe at CBS Sports. I'll read you that one. The rest of them are Bs. But here's what Pete Briscoe says. CBS Sports gives them an A. I love this pick for Miami. He has the best first step in the draft. With a little coaching, he will be a dominant pass rusher. They can also move him around like a joker on the front. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's probably right in the fact that there's some upside. Give him some good coaching, and if you think Anthony Weaver is going to be a good coordinator, like, this seems like it might be an inspired pick by them.
Van Ginkle.
Yeah.
That's really what he's going to proof's in the pudding, but a higher-rated, higher-drafted Van Ginkle, where you can move him around, he gets to the quarterback, comes off the edge. We need edge rushers. If Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips weren't injured for the first part of the season, I don't know if Chop Robinson is the pick, but you have to deal with the hand you're dealt, and we need pass rushers. And three is better than two. So if Jalen comes back healthy, Bradley comes back healthy, now you have three guys against the quarterback. I have no problem with it. I'm with Pete.
Yahoo Sports gives the Dolphins a B. They say Robinson is a raw pass rusher, but he's found himself in a good spot playing for new Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. Robinson has all the tools in the world to become an elite pass rusher in the NFL if he can get a few signature moves down. The Dolphins also have some nice insurance in case Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips have a slow return from injury. And that's true. This gives them insurance now.
Yes. And a cheaper option if somebody had to move on from Bradley or Jalen after his fifth year.
The Athletic gives the Dolphins a B+, with both starting edge rushers lost to season-ending injuries, which may not be true. Miami needed reinforcements, even if it's just to rotate. The Dolphins picked up perhaps the best player available with plenty of upside in edge rusher Chop Robinson. Miami could have used an offensive lineman, but a run at that position made edge rusher the best value pick at number 21 overall. One of the most feared pass rushers in the Big Ten, Robinson commanded attention last year on Penn State's elite defense. Robinson picked up only 4 sacks and 7.5 tackles for loss in 10 games, but he regularly was double-teamed in passing situations. Robinson, 6'3", 254 pounds, has elite get-off on the line of scrimmage, which was validated by his 4.48 second 40-yard dash at the combine. Robinson began his playing career at Maryland in 2021 before transferring to Penn State. Some good numbers. He's fast.
Oh, I just watched him cry after he ran the 4.48 at the combine. I was looking at Twitter, laying on the bed when Solana refused to call me, and he ran a 4.48, and he called his dad, and he was tearing up because that was the thing. He was like, man, I have one of the best times from a pass rusher in the draft and draft history, pretty much.
Yeah, they had there's some simulations on Twitter that people made of his 40 compared to wide receivers.
Yeah,
and he's keeping up. So got
4.48. That's flying. 2.40. Yeah. That's flying.
USA Today gives the Dolphins a B. With Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips both recovering from injuries, Miami might have felt uncomfortable in whether its pass rush could muster enough to slow other AFC contenders. Robinson is a feast or famine kind of player at this point in his development, but all the athletic traits are there for him to become an extremely difficult matchup for any blocker. Operating in a spot role might be a favorable situation for the early part of his career. And I'll give you one more grade here. This is Fox Sports. They give the Dolphins a B+. Given how explosive the Miami Dolphins offense can be, it makes sense to boost a pass rush to punish opposing quarterbacks attempting to keep up, especially with former first-round edge rusher Jalen Phillips struggling to stay healthy. Robinson explodes off the ball like he has springs in his shoes. While the splash is undeniable, his iffy productivity is worrisome. In a position group full of boomer bust prospects, Robinson is the biggest lottery ticket of them all. I'll just tell you, you know I'm a gambler. I love boomer bust. I like that better than, hey, this is what you're going to get with this guy. It's going to be a, you know, slow and steady wins the race. Give me boomer bust. I don't mind a bust if the upside potential is, you know, all pro. And it seems like there is an unbelievable upside potential with Chop Robinson.
Who do we need to affect to win the AFC? Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers next year off the Achilles. We have to make quarterbacks uncomfortable. And that's what their job is going to be. Tua and McDaniel are going to score points. We have to make them score less. That's why I love this pick. It's good. And I said it earlier, I haven't watched a bunch of Chop. I've watched a Chop Robinson highlight reel. So it was the best place he played. But he looked explosive, and I saw him tearing quarterbacks up from the weak side. I loved it.
Yeah, bottom line, give us an offensive lineman or someone who can get to the quarterback. Like, that was pretty much it. Like, I said, don't get cutesy, and they didn't.
Nope.
So I'm good with it. Be interesting to see what they do in round two. They don't have a round three or four pick, but maybe you'll see some action tonight and some maneuvering